All right, so this is pretty exciting to be here at the launch of not only the biggest novel, the most anticipated novel of the summer, but in my world, I'm more excited about the Kobo Aura H2O, the new and improved Kobo Aura H2O. So please tell us a little bit about this device.
Well, the timing for this couldn't be better. The reason that we're here at this event today is we're launching what we think is the biggest book of the summer at the same time as a device that really is perfectly designed for summer reading. So we know that a lot of people, especially those people who really love books, spend a lot of their time reading near water. You're in the bath, you're at the beach, you're by the pool, and you know, books can get wet, other devices can get wet. So we wanted to make sure that you really could bring your reading with you wherever you go. And that's what led us to be, you know, the first company to bring waterproofing to e-readers, and then to continue to advance it and make it even better now with our latest edition of Kobo Aura H2O.
And one of the reasons why it's more advanced than the previous iteration of the Kobo Aura H2O is this Comfort Light Pro. So not only can you bring your e-reader to places where you may want to have brought a paper book, like slipping into a bubble bath, but you can now bring it to bed with not only disturbing your significant other because you don't need to turn on a night table lamp, but you're also this anti-blue light that you put in this device will also not prevent you from falling asleep. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Putting a front light in an e-reader in the first place, we're told, has saved countless relationships. But when we started talking to users of our devices who were worried about bringing devices to bed, and hearing stories and studies about how blue light from LEDs, from tablets and smartphones could interrupt sleep, we got to work on creating new technology that you tell us when your bedtime is, and over the course of the day, we'll subtract the blue spectrum from the light on the device so that by the time it's time to go to bed, you're seeing something that's more like candlelight, more like the light that you see at sunset, and that has none of the blue spectrum that is supposed to be disturbing to sleep cycle. So we really want to do everything we can to make sure that, you know, it's the story that you're reading that's keeping you awake, not the device you're reading it on.
It's funny, that's a great point. And I've been told by medical experts that blue light does stop your body from producing the endorphins it needs to feel relaxed. So this anti-blue light, that's, as you said, is meant to make you feel tired when you want it, when your body is looking to be tired. And as you said, though, unless you're into a new novel like this, Into the Water, which is the sequel to Girl on the Train, or is it a separate story altogether?
It's a new story by Paula Hawkins, the same author who brought us Girl on a Train. Also supposed to be very suspenseful, psychologically gripping, and yeah, we'll probably be keeping you awake. But you're right. We worked with sleep researchers when we came up with the technology behind Comfort Light Pro, and sleep researchers do recommend reading as a great thing to do before bed, as opposed to, you know, browsing on the internet or watching TV. But with our new lighting technology, we make sure that light spectrum isn't activating those parts of your brain that are saying, okay, it's time to be up and be active.
All right, so Comfort Light Pro is the name of the technology. It's both a backlight on the screen, so you can read in dim environments without disturbing your partner, the marriage saver, as you put it, AKA. And then the second thing is that it reduces that blue light exposure so you can feel relaxed when your body wants to make you feel relaxed. Now, going back to the fact that you can bring this to near water, which is where a lot of us want to read. It's relaxing. You can bring it to a bath by the pool. You want to sit on a floaty in a pool. You can now do that with this e-reader. And that's because, is it IP67 rated? What's the technology?
It's IPX8 waterproof certified. And what that means is that you could theoretically read for 60 minutes in up to 2 meters of water, which we think is probably about as long as anyone would want to read underwater. But what it really means is, you know, you can drop it, fully immerse it, you know, falls to the bottom of the pool, you send a kid down to, you know, dive, fish it out for you, you shake it off, and you're back reading again. And you know, unlike what you would expect for waterproof devices, I think we're all used to seeing, you know, kind of big, clunky, orange, heavily, you know, cased and coated electronics. This is as thin and light as any of our e-readers because we're using a new technology called HZO nanocoating, which coats the internals and the electronics, protects them from getting wet, but doesn't require every port and outlet to be sealed. So it's literally the electronics themselves are waterproof as opposed to having to keep the case sealed. And that's great for having a thin, light, and very easy to hold and carry device.
Right, because I think it would be silly to have an ebook reader that's heavy when you hold it for so long. So obviously it needs to be very light. Yet a big screen, which I like, a nice big screen on this Kobo Aura H2O. Now, let's talk a bit about the fact that unlike your tablet, which you know, I know is very popular, you don't want to bring that outside because you can't see it. But this ebook reader has this anti-glare e-ink screen. It looks like real ink on paper, but it is meant for outdoor use as well as indoor use. Maybe you can chat a little bit about that.
E-ink is kind of the foundation technology for all of our e-readers. And what's great about it is that it doesn't require any backlighting in order for you to be able to see. It really does behave like ink on paper. And at a resolution, you know, with this new device, 265 dpi, that makes it effectively indistinguishable from printed paper. And so similarly, you can read it in the brightest outdoor environments, very important now with summer coming, without any of the issues that we have all had as we've pulled out a smartphone, you know, in the middle of the day trying to figure out what was on it. And that's just another part of how we want to make sure that people can bring the books that they love anywhere they want to go.
All right, and then finally, I mean, I think a lot of our listeners here on this radio station are familiar with the advantages of an e-book reader over a paperback or a hardcover. You can fit thousands of books on something thinner than most magazines. You can tap on a word to get a dictionary definition. You can adjust the font size and style to your liking, even margins. With the Kobo Aura H2O, you can make annotations and other notes on the screen. You've got 5 million books that you can buy through the Kobo bookstore. But one thing I want to leave off on is that something that still a lot of people don't seem to know is that you can, and Kobo was definitely a pioneer in this space, you can borrow books for free from your local library with this device. So yes, of course, you know, there's these great books you can buy and there's lots of discounts there and even some freebie classics, those books in the public domain. But you can, on your computer, sign up, give in your library card, and then borrow books for free, connect the Kobo Aura H2O with the USB cable. I taught my 77-year-old mom to do this. It's not rocket science, right?
Yeah. No, it's true. We've always tried to keep the Kobo platform quite open so that you can sideload in documents that you may have yourself. And you can also borrow from public libraries through our sister company, OverDrive. Now, our top-of-the-line device, Kobo Aura 1, has built-in OverDrive integration that allows a truly seamless integration with your local public library. But with Kobo Aura H2O, you can still, you know, sideload through various software programs to get those library books in as well.
So just to clarify, with another model, you can wirelessly, like through the device itself over Wi-Fi, borrow books from your local library. But with the Kobo Aura H2O, it comes with a USB cable. You just simply connect it to your computer and then use software to just drag and drop that rented or borrowed book, rather, over to the Kobo. And then the day it expires. You don't have to drive back to the library and face late fees. But same concept. Well, hey, congratulations once again on this new Kobo Aura H2O. It's $199 in Canada. And again, the access to the Kobo ebook store with more than 5 million titles. I wish you much luck and success on this. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for speaking with me.